This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's meeting was a tech night, and a packed hall heard Stuart, VK5STU, give a very detailed history and description of the management and operation of the South Australian Government Radio Network. Everyone there was totally impressed with Stuart's lecture, and he answered many questions at the end. So many thanks, Stuart, for that very informative presentation. Now, once again, I remind everybody that the North East Radio Club AGM will be held at the Modbury West Community Hall on Friday, the 12th of July. Once again, there will be a $5 cover charge, and you're requested to bring along a salad and or sweets to share with everyone else. And this year, it will be a barbecue meal, with Sir Lunchalot being the master chef. And after the meal and our AGM business is completed, we will have a trivia quiz to keep our brains active. So members, partners and friends are most welcome. So get there by 6 p.m. and once again, please consider standing for a committee position to help run the North East Radio Club in the coming year. Well, that's all we have for this week. Hope you've had a good week and kept out of the cold and wet. So don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 5th of July, with the hunters arriving at the start location a bit after 6 p.m. and departing at 6:30 p.m. Don't forget to bring a torch, it's going to be dark. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at vk5arg@areg.org.au. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday the 19th of July at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be AREG's annual general meeting, which will include the election of a new committee and a presentation from Grant, VK5GR, on the Flinders Island de-expedition that was held earlier in the year. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicks off at 7:30, and everyone's welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and we'll try and get a recording of the talk for later upload to YouTube. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The clean-up session of our club rooms and the shed last Saturday exceeded all expectations. With an excellent turnout of willing helpers, we have managed to clear about one-third of the space in our shed. The shelving in our club rooms also now has a lot of visible space, and we can now set about reorganising where the remaining items get put in order to optimise the space and have things in a logical spot. Jack, VK5EBA, very kindly loaded all of the stuff going to the dump onto his ute, as the fella that Peter, VK5BE, was hoping to get was not going to be available for another 3 weeks. Jack also volunteered to return last Thursday to get the rest of the unwanted items, some of which were pretty bulky. A big thank you, Jack. While cleaning out, it was noticed that our 6-foot fiberglass ladder appeared to have gone AWOL. A bit of a panic set in as we searched everywhere for it with no result. After half an hour or so, one of our members suddenly remembered that it was in our outside broadcast hut, which is in the antenna compound outside the club rooms. Phew, that saved us $400+. The outfitting of the aforesaid outside broadcast hut is ongoing and will now be sped up as the convention is done and dusted. Likewise, our club trailer project assumes a much more important place on our agenda of things needing progression. So much to do and so little time. The bug that has been afflicting our repeater system, and which luckily decided to have a little mercy on us during the convention, is being scrutinised. We believe it is a PIM problem, that is, passive intermodulation, caused by the mixing of three or more fundamentals and harmonics of different signals. The possible combinations that might be causing this are a bit mind-blowing in their complexity, but with so many good brains and some high-end tech, hopefully it can be resolved. We have been advised there is also a problem affecting commercial users at the Bluff site. To find the cause of the problems, a collaborative effort is planned from a number of stakeholders. Norbert, VK5MQ, is liaising with the commercial operators and more will be known once this is carried out. Our members would like to extend a massive thank you to John, VK5DJ, and his repeater maintenance group for their excellent and dedicated work in keeping our repeaters in top condition. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.